Hello, it's the Friday Show. It's John Gibbons hosting this week. Neil Atkinson is still in Las Vegas. Come back soon, Neil. I've got a busy day. I never miss Neil so much as when I've got to do the Friday Show and then straight into the report. Let me tell you, see how hard Neil Atkinson works when he's not around. But he's still doing match reviews as he did last night, and I'm sure he'll be back on Monday raring to go. But we've got an action-packed Friday Show, and I am looking forward to it, not least because I've got a lovely room in front of me. I've got Tessa Simakul, I've got Belinda and Barty, and I've got Phil Blundell, who is a last minute addition, but as always, you know, the knowledge is just there, isn't it, Phil? We're going to start on Sunday's games because they're a little bit more interesting than Saturday's, and obviously we've got Tezza in the room as well, who's a Manchester United fan, so we want to get really stuck in to that 4:30 kickoff. But there's four interesting 2 o'clock games, and we're going to start with Brentford versus Everton, and why not go straight in to Billy from Besotted Podcast, who's going to give us his lowdown on where it's going wrong at the moment for Brentford and why they might turn it round against Everton. So here's Billy, and then we're going to be back in the room. And I am now with Billy Grant from Besotted. And Billy, it's been a tough little run for Brentford, tough run of games. How are you feeling about it all?
It's one of those ones, but we were told about it. Thanks for inviting me on as well, by the way. Thank you very much. And you caught us right in the middle of a terrible run. You know, last time I spoke to you, I was probably smiling from ear to ear. Like, turn around. And we were warned about this, but to be fair, I don't want to make excuses, like, you know, and people did say to us when it comes to January, it's going to be tough because, you know, because the run of games, the injuries, but our injuries hit us a lot quicker than we thought it would do. And it's really, really affected us. The main injury that's affected us is our goalkeeper, David Raya, who I just thought, you know, he's just a goalkeeper, just put another goalkeeper and be fine. But he is completely and utterly sort of turned the defence on its head, because him not being there, new goalkeeper being in, you know, listen, I'm not having a go at the new goalkeeper, but him and the defence are, they're all over the place. You know, when we played you, we were brilliant. We were composed. You know, we had the top three best defence in the league at that time, you know, but him, Ayer being out, and Raya being out, but also Ayer, who's our record signing, who's, like I said, he's like a Rolls-Royce defender, you know, and obviously his composure in the team has made a massive difference. I've been trying different combinations and stuff. I mean, we put a young kid in the back of the centre three, you know, on Saturday as well, Roslev as well, who normally plays right back as well, and it just kind of, you know, it just didn't quite work. And, you know, that's the one thing that is a little bit worrying. You know, on the plus side, I'd say that, you know, we know what type of team we are, and when the players come back, we are good. You know, we're a good team, but we've obviously got, I was just putting together our Besotted podcast schedule for December, and I'm like, cool, blimey, like, you know what I'm saying, literally, like, there's a podcast every couple of days because there's so many matches in December. It's absolutely bonkers. And I was thinking, God, you know, this is bonkers for me, trying to sort of fit in all our sort of different kind of podcast contributors. What's it going to be like for Thomas Frank trying to find a team to play in all those games? So that's going to be the difficult one, I think. But if we could ride this one out, you know, we've got a point at Newcastle, which, to be fair, you know, we love a bit of XG at Brentford, as you know, because that's what's got us where we are. And, you know, we got, you know, Newcastle, they battered us on the XG, but we managed to get a point out of it. So I'm going to put my hand up and say we got a lucky point out of that game. You know, our finishing was very good. All the chances that we created, we finished them, which is a good sign for us. But if you know anything about sort of the statistical side of things, that cannot last forever. You cannot kind of go in creating sort of three chances a match and scoring all three chances of the match throughout the whole season.